The Hapnot Queens curling squad hit the ice at the Manitoba High School Curling Championships last weekend, playing a trio of games against tough Southern competition. The Queens team went to Winnipeg for the tournament from Feb 8 to 10, hosted by the College Jean Sauve and the Heather Curling Club, both in St. Boniface. One of 16 teams from across Manitoba that qualified for provincials, the Queens entered a four-team pool to play for seeding in a single knockout tournament. The top two seeds from each pool would advance. The Queens drew a difficult group though, facing three much larger schools including the host Jean Sauve Olympians. Hapnot had a rough time in the pool, losing 13-0 to the Olympians, 11-3 to the Morton Thunder and 9-3 to Les Roys from Île-des-Chênes College Regional de Gabriel Roy, finishing last in the group and not advancing. Morton and Gabriel Roy advanced to the playoff round, with Morton making the semifinal before being eliminated. The Queens team at provincials consisted of skip Teslin Beauchamp, led Brooke Bainton, second Mackenzie McLean and third Nikki Karamidas. Three of the four Queens on the curling team can return next season. Bainton is set to graduate this year and has played her final high school curling game. Off the ice, members of the Queens team took in a banquet for participating players, including a speech and face-to-face meeting with Olympic gold medal-winning curler Jill Officer. A six-time Scotties Tournament of Hearts champion, two-time world champion and gold medalist at the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, Officer, who was born and raised in Winnipeg, is considered one of Canadian curling's greatest ever seconds. Officer spent most of her playing career alongside skip Jennifer Jones as one of curling's most successful combos. The Hapnot Kings curling teams did not qualify for provincials, having lost the Zone 11 championship tournament late last month.